California's public education system is facing serious challenges. Continuing cuts to funding are fueling changes in many districts around the Bay, like school closures and arts and PE being cut. Two state tax initiatives on the November ballot would partially solve this public school funding crisis. So as we roll into another school year, we've asked education reporter Jen Chien to help us understand what's happening. So, Jen, can you explain the two ballot measures and what they would actually do for public education in California?
Sure. So the first ballot measure is the governor's, and it's called the Schools and Local Public Safety Protection Act. What it would do is raise the sales tax by a quarter cent for 4 years and also raise personal income tax on people who make more than $250,000 a year. And the revenue from this would go into a special account within the general fund, so it doesn't go directly to schools. The majority of the money would go to K through 12 schools, with a little bit going to community colleges. And if it doesn't pass, if the governor's measure doesn't pass, certain cuts would be triggered in the state budget, including to CSU and the UC systems.
And that's the California State University system.
Right. Right. So the second measure on the ballot is sponsored and co-written by Molly Munger, who's an attorney. It's called Our Children, Our Future, Local Schools and Early Education Investment Act. This one will raise all personal income tax with more increases for the top earners, and that's for the next 12 years. This money stays out of the general fund and goes directly to fund K through 12 schools and to early childhood development programs.
So what is the likelihood of these either or both passing?
Well, right now, they're both polling just above 50%, both of the measures, with the governor's a little bit ahead. But the problem is that statewide tax increases are very hard to pass. The last eight that have come before the voters have lost.
Well, so what happens to California schools if neither of these measures pass?
Well, it's pretty dire. Over the last few years, over $20 billion has been cut out of K through 12 school budgets.
$20 billion?
Mm-hmm, that's right. And the school year has been shortened from 180 days to 175 in most school districts. For example, in San Francisco, what might happen, they passed a budget on June 26th that's actually dependent on new revenue coming in from one or both of these tax measures passing. If neither of them pass, they may need to cut another 5 days from the school year and possibly cutting up to 20 days out of the standard school year in the next 2 years.
And what would be the implications for higher education?
Well, let's look at the California State University system first, or the CSU. That system has raised tuition about 9% for this upcoming school year, and that's on top of a 23% increase from the previous year. So if these measures don't pass, then the CSU students might see their tuitions leap another 5% over this coming year.
That's a lot of increase in just a few years. Now, I know that you spoke with the UC Berkeley student regent.
I did. I spoke to Jonathan Stein, the student regent for UC, and he told me that if the governor's tax measure doesn't pass for the UCs, a $200 million cut would be triggered from the UC budget. And they would also lose out on $125 million that was promised for the next academic year. So they are talking about increasing tuition by 20% possibly in the middle of the school year.
So let's hear from Jonathan Stein now.
What you're going to see is students who have already taken out loans, taking out, you know, $4,000 more every single year, or you're going to see students who already have one part-time job take out a second part-time job. And if we decide to make up the new budget hit through cuts, we're going to see further cuts to classes. We're going to see further cuts to libraries. We're going to see further cuts in athletic programs. We're going to see more staff furloughed. We're going to see a variety of things.
That's Jonathan Stein. He's the UC student regent, and we're speaking with KALW's Jen Chien about cuts in education and ways that people are trying to balance these budgets and get the funding back. As Jonathan says, you know, these problems have been going on. What does he think that the future holds?
Well, he painted a pretty dire picture for me. What he's going to describe here isn't under serious consideration right now, but it's definitely something that people are talking about.
We have made the easy cuts at this point. We have found the efficiencies we're going to find. What we're talking about now, if we continue to make up budget cuts with cuts to services and programs at the university, we're talking about turning Davis into the agricultural school and UC San Diego into the biomedical school and UC Berkeley into the engineering school and Santa Cruz into the humanities school. We're talking about really dramatic things like specializing our campuses.
So that was Jonathan Stein, the UC student regent. And again, the specializations that he's talking about aren't imminent. His point is more that it's the kind of thing that could end up happening if we continue down this road of budget cuts.
Can you tell us about what's happening with San Francisco Community College, which is the largest community college in the state? They're having accreditation problems.
That's right. On July 3rd, City College of San Francisco received a report saying that there were a lot of problems with their finances and with their administration. And so the Accreditation Commission is threatening to pull the accreditation. They have until October 15th to come up with a plan. And then from there, they have until March 15th to implement this plan to reform their financials and their administration. If that doesn't happen, if the Accreditation Commission is not happy with what they see, they could pull accreditation from the college, which could mean closure, but most likely would mean another college coming in to take over, kind of like a receivership situation.